Nearly two decades ago, John Flansburgh and John Linnell of They Might Be Giants made a name for themselves, crafting clever songs with out-of-the-box lyrics and an almost geeky sensibility. Recently, they've found a following among younger audiences. Back in February, the pair won a Grammy for their children's album, Here Comes the 1-2-3s.
Hey!
Both Johns see former Pixies leader Frank Black as an unsung musical hero. He got lots of accolades when he was with the alternative rock band in the late 80s and early 90s. Even Kurt Cobain acknowledged a debt to him. But they think the public has largely ignored his prodigious solo career. To advance their cause of introducing the world to Frank Black, solo artist, each John chose a different song for his unsung favorite. Let's start with John Linnell's pick.
The song's called Manitoba, and one thing for the poetry students who are listening, the rhyme scheme, which I kind of am jealous that he cooked up this idea and that I didn't think of this, is it's a really successful example of an A-B-B-A rhyme scheme. In other words, the first and fourth lines rhyme, and the second and third lines rhyme. And if you listen to the song, you hear how beautifully it works. And how it sort of interests me that nobody else has really done that, and it just seems so natural.
Well, clearly you're not familiar with the work from the man from Nantucket. But I guess
that's a limerick. Yeah.
Well, let's listen to a bit of it. This is Manitoba.
Up in Manitoba, the sky was very blue. People were getting colder, and when I heard the sound, saw the sky turn red, I got up from my bed, and I wandered far from town. I have seen the face of God, and I was not afraid. I've seen the face of God, and I have dearly paid.
I don't know the story behind the song, but it sounds like it's based on an account of somebody who practically froze to death somewhere up in the very far north of Canada and then couldn't talk after that. So he's imagining what somebody who was mute would be thinking about their life and about that event. And it's a very mysterious song, and I mean that's a big part of its beauty, I think, is that it has this remote mystery.
Is that the kind of music you're usually drawn to?
No. I hate that kind of music.
Is that true?
I don't like mysticism generally. I'm sort of allergic to the notion of like invoking God in a song. I think I would say generally kind of bugs me, but I think that he has amnesty in this particular song because he sort of pulls it off.
So John Flansburgh, for your Frank Black unsung favorite, I know you chose a less spiritual song and a song that's more about some of the everyday losses in life.
I've selected the song Strange Goodbye, which is a track off a recent album called Honeycomb. It's a duet with his ex-wife. They had just split up. And it's kind of a celebration of their relationship, but it was written and recorded right at the moment of their split. So it's a very curious song in all sorts of ways.
We saw the world from an automobile. Saw the best views over 10,000 miles.
We've known Frank Black for a long time. We met him right as the Pixies were first coming out of Boston. And he's a very interesting guy. He's a super generous spirit. And he's also a pretty private person. He's not interested in a lot of stuff that animates people who become performers. And I can't imagine writing the song and having something that's so publicly autobiographical, just going out into the world. I mean, all his friends know Gene, and they'd been going out since before the Pixies began. So it was just it was kind of a mind blower that they were breaking up, and it was an even bigger mind blower that they would do this song, you know. And there was a period where I was just hypnotized by this song, and there was actually a point where my wife was just like, I can't listen to that song anymore. Like, it's too weird. I can't take it.
So you know him. Did you ever ask him why he would make something private so confessional, since that's not characteristic of the work he usually does?
I think that we're so repressed that it's very unlikely that we would ever ask incredibly personal questions of somebody, in spite of how open they are about their most personal.
Well, I don't think it's particularly confessional. You know, I think in a weird way, the song is actually really universal. They talk about like eating 1,000 meals together. You know, it's not about the melodrama of a relationship. It's about the meat and potatoes of a relationship like that. Those can be the best times. It's a fascinating song to me, and it just reminds me how brave he can be as a writer.
Let's give John Flansburgh's unsung favorite its due and listen to the full song. This is Strange Goodbye, performed by Frank Black and his ex-wife, Jean Marie Walsh.
I used to walk in a big black cloud. You took my hand and you led me out.
A nest of demons played on my chest. You picked me up and you lay them to rest. It's a pain to be sure. We were aiming so high. It's so strange.